We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We are starting approximately 7 lines from the top, but are 2 dots. Tanu Rabbanon, Mifta is a Shavuah. The Lashon Mifta is Shavuah. Rashi says, what does that mean, Mifta Shavuah? Rashi says, Ha'imer Mifta Kika Zu Alai is Ka'imer Shavuah Shalai Achlanu Bim Achla Reza V'Elev Yerit. If someone says, Mifta Kika Zu Alai, so that's an Issa Shavuah. And Issa is also a Shavuah. So what does it mean, Mifta Shavuah? Rashi says it means, you say, Mifta Kika Zu Alai. Break the Ran, it sounds more like a nether. Shavuah usually means on the Gavra, that you say, I won't eat something today. Me, I won't eat something today. Here he said, this kikar should be a Shavuah Alai. Isn't that sound like a nether? Because nether is usually on the Cheftza, on the item. And Shavuah is on the Gavra. The Ran asks his kashas. The Ran says, V'teimahu lama hiskir alai shalel hashem nederhu. B'havel imeimar, he should have said, break the Ran, mifta shloi oichel kikarzu. Venira, Zokta Ram, Venira, the Rabusa, Shminim, the Philom, and Belosha Neda have a Shvua. Even if you say Losha Neda, it's like a Shvua, and that's the Chiddush. Machlekes really in the Dorm. The Ram brings in Machlekes Rishonim about this, and Rashi's a Raya that he holds that if you say Shvua, a Kikarzu is Shvua Lai, it's also a Mifta's Losha Shvua, so therefore we also have a Shvua, and you have a Karmel Yerid, even though it sounds like a Neda, it's on the Cheftza. You can have a Shvua on the Cheftza according to Rashi Shita. So, Tana Bana Mifta is a Shvua, Isser, Lashon Isser also is a Shvua. And the Brayse goes further, we have no idea what it's talking about. The Brayse says, Isser, the Isser of the Isser, Imata Imer Isser, Shvua Chayv. If you say Isser is a Shvua, it's Chayv. Vim Lav, it's Potter. Freit the Gemara, that's the icon of Brayse. Brayse, I don't know what you're saying. You just said Isser is a Shvua, then you say, if it's a Isser is a Shvua, Chayv. Now it's Potter. What's going on? Imata Imer Isser Shvua. That's a question. Va'amrit is a shvua. You just told me it's a shvua. They didn't tell me if it's a shvua. Well, what's posh tight in the brayso? Oma abaya hachakama. This is how you read the brayso. We have a chalik zabayim rav over here. Oma abaya hachakama. Mifta is a shvua. Isser zokta abaya is not a regular shvua. It's a mitvus b'shvua, which means it's isser is a lashon of hatfasa. Now we'll go Rashi's pshat first. We might explain Tosfos pshat soon. We'll see. We go Rashi's pshat. Isser is mitvus b'shua means that when you say isser, isser alai to eat something lashon isser, what it means to say is hatfasa. It's ki'ilu I said this should be like that. It's like that's asur b'shua. I want this to be like that. A could like to be like B. B is a shua. There's an isser shua on B. I want A to be like B. That's what it's like. You're saying. That's what it means. Isser is a mitvus b'shua. And the Brayse goes further. Is it so partial that Tfasa works? Isser mato imer mitvus shua k'mo shua pivdal michayv. If you hold that hatfasa by shua is called a shua, then michayv. Vim lav potter. If not, you're potter. Which means like this. What does hatfasa mean according to Abaya? According to our Gemara, we're Rashi learning. Hatfasa means that if you say this item, item A is like item B, and B is also a shvua, so A will also be also shvua. And Abai takes it a step further, that Isser is ke'ilu, there's something else that's Aser, I'm saying this is like that. The Lashon Isser is Lashon HaTfasa, and the Chiddush works even when we're having a second item. It still works, that's another Chiddush in Abaya. It's still considered HaTfasa, and it's also within HaTfasa. And then the Brayse says, I'm not sure, if Bechlal, if HaTfasa, Isser is definitely Lashon HaTfasa. But that's what it means. The second word of the Brayse said, Mifta is a Shua, Isser is a Tfasa Shua. And then the Brayse says, but I'm not sure if a Tfasa is a Chayev on Chayev Karmel of the Yerid. I'm not sure. Chayev Karmel of the Yerid or Malkus, like Rashi learns. Well, maybe it's Potter. There's an Isser Shua there, but maybe it's Potter of the Yerid. Maybe El Yerid is not by a Tfasa. Maybe the Karmel of the Malkus is not by a Tfasa. So that's how Abaya learns the Brayse. That's a suffix. The Brayse is mesupik if hatfasa is also bechlal by shvua, but isser is a lashon hatfasa. So the Gemara, my the mifta shvua. How do you know mifta is a shvua? The chsiv, because it says in the pasuk, nefesh kisushav alavati b'svasayim. Frank the Gemara, isser nami is a lashon shvua. The chsiv kol nede v'chol shvuas isser. So you see that isser is also a shvua. So why is so sure that isser means hatfasa and mifta is a regular shvua? So Ella. So I'll tell you like this. Ma'ida is a mitzvah b'shua. The chesiv it's in the pasuk. Osra isra nafshah b'shua. And Loshem b'shua sounds like you're answering Isser bishvua, it's like you answer this in the shvua, something else that has a shvua. So it sounds like a tvasa. For 18 more, mifta, same exact lashon. Mifta nami aksiv, v'chol ashi yivata adam bishvua. So you see what's lashon bishvua? Elam abaya, mifta shvua mahacha. M'hoyu siyah le'ishm d'reha leha oy miftos faseha. Because if it says lashon shvua, then it sounds like you have to be matvised in something else. But mivda, you find it by itself. A mivda svasah shorsa nafsha. Vilu shvua lekom. Don't say the word shvua. Ma'asha atzma. Had you asked yourself a mivda? I can. Abai is be in the brisa, and the ikar chedushim of Abai is that iser means hatfasa, and then the brisa mesupik what hatfasa is. What exactly is if hatfasa is chayiv malchus and carbon or not? That's Abai's pshat. Rav Amar, Lo Yilam Melach Mitvus B'Shvua Lav K'moyz Shvua Piv Dami, and it's Mavuyer in the Rishayim. It's really Machlekes Rishayim, but we're going to go with those Rishayim. The Rav is saying is Hatfasa by Shvua does not work at all. Lav K'moyz Shvua Piv Dami, and it's not even Chay. Not only is it not Chay Malkus or Carbon, it's nothing, it's zero. So what's Pshat in the Brisa? V'Hachikamar Mifta is a Shvua, Iser is not a Shvua. Now what's the rest of the Brisa? It sounds like it's making a Sofik here. Not making a topic. The rest of the Brisa was something else. Israel, the Isser, that the Brisa is telling you now that this Isser is like a joker. You go both ways. Israel, the Isser, hitilu akosav beineder l'shvua. It was placed between the neder and shvua in the pasuk. So therefore, hitziu b'lashon neder, if you use lashon neder, you say Isser kikizer alai, or kikizer alai Isser, then it's a neder. Hitziu b'lashon neder, neder. B'lashon shvua, we said, I won't eat something, but Isser, on the Gavra, then it's a Shvua. So, Isser go two ways. A Neder or a Shvua? Heichan Atilu, where do you find the word Isser is between a Shvua and a Neder? The Pasuk says, in base Ishin Adara, also Isser and Afshah, but Shvua. So it says, in this Pasuk, Nadara, and then it says, also Isser and Afshah, but Shvua. So the word Isser is in between the two, and therefore, and that's the Makar, that Isser go two ways. That's the Rav learns Pshat in the Brisa. Look at the Brisa. It says, Mifta Shvua, Isser Shvua. Then the Brisa says, Isser, Simato Emer, Isser, Shvua Chayiv, Mlav Potter, which means, if you say Isser, it's a Shvua, and it's Chayiv Shvua, Mlav, it's not Chayiv Shvua, it's a Neder. Neder is not Chayiv, Karbon El V'Yerid. So it depends what you say. If you say Isser, Losh Shvua, it's a Shvua. If not, it's a Losh Neder. And then Gemara says, further, V'Ozul Tamayu, Mechlekes, Rav and Abaya, goes with Tamar. The Itma Matvis b'Shvua. Abayim are quite Shvua Pivdami. It's like a Shvua. Rav Amar Lav Kamei Shvua Pivdami. So it's Mam Shitasai. Rav says there's no such thing as Matvis b'Shvua. It's clear. Loi Kamei Shvua Pivdami. Lav Kamei Shvua Pivdami. And Rabbi says Kamei Shvua Pivdami. Rabbi says it is Kamei Shvua Pivdami. So it's Ozlo Tamayo. Oh, so the Zemurka is asking good kashi. He's asking very good. He's asking Lachayra. You look at the Brisa himself was Masupik if this is doing that Tvasa B'Shvua. How is Abaye so sure? How is Ozul Tamayu? What's going on over here? Ozul Tamayu, Abaye says, because you put on me. Rav is not. Rav we got. But Abaye said the Brisa was Masupik if this is Tvasa B'Shvua. All of a sudden, Abaye is so sure? That's kashi number one of Rashi's Pshat, which Tosis asks. Another kash Tosis asks in Rashi is, that's not a normal thing for a Brisa or a Mishnah to be mistopic about something. A Brisa doesn't say Sveikas. You know, sometimes people say Halakos here, including me, and you come out with like, you know, one place say like this, some place say like that, and people don't like that. I want on a bottom line. When it comes to a Brisa or Mishnah, it usually gives the bottom line. Or it's a Machlekes, but it gives the bottom line. It's not a normal thing for a Brisa to say a Sofik. That's number two kash. And there's other kashes as well. There's other kash as well in Tosis. Therefore, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Tosis has a different pshat in the sugya, but just for clarity's sake, we're going to stick with Rashi's pshat, and we're going to continue with the pshat like this: that Abaye holds such thing as tvasa b'shvua. At least it's a suffix, but this is a thing. Rav holds no such thing as a tvasa by shvua. Zog the Gemara vayter, and it's not a machlekes really. It's not a machlekes really in the oimik. It's a similar machlekes, but not least, what is the iser? According to Abaye, Isser is atfasa, and according to Rava, Isser is a lashon shvua or a lashon neder. It depends what lashon you use for it. Meisveg, when I ask a kasha over here, when I ask a kasha really on Rava. Meisveg, Ezu Isser Amar B'Tayra. What is an example of an Isser Amar B'Tayra? Ha'ima harei alai shle oichel basar. The guy says, I'm not going to eat basar shle eshto yayin. I'm not going to drink wine. Ki yoyim shemeis be'aviv. Just like the day that his father died, that he's fast on the day of the Yahrzeit, or Kiyemish Beis Beplaini, or there was some big gadol died that day and he therefore decided to fast, or Kiyemish Neherig Begadalia Bechikam, or like the day of Tzem Gedalia, or Kiyemish Ra'a Yerushalayim Bechavana, or like the day he saw Yerushalayim Bechavana. The law is that also the Shavua is Chal. Omar Shmuel explains, it has to be that there was a neder on that day. It's not enough, for example, that day there's Tzem Gedalia, because then it's a regular tiny Sibur. It was more, you made a neder, I'm not going to eat that day. So what's the Bryce saying? That Klar, the story is actually wearing a neder here, but saying this clearly, there's a din of Atfasa. This is an idea called Atfasa, because it's, what's Issar Mar Torah? If someone makes Issar Hatfasa, neder, he says, I want today to be like Tzem Gedalia, and that Tzem Gedalia you had a neder. I want today to be like the Yartzeit, and that Yartzeit you had a neder not to eat. So it says clearly they can have atvasa. So this is not a bayim, and the matvus neder neder matvus shvua shvua. This machlokes going to Rashi. The machlokes of atvasa is not only by shvua, it's by neder also. Is this thing called atvasa? So Abaye says, yeah, it's something called atvasa. And we have a first surprise that says there's such a thing called atvasa. Gevaldik.
So,
yeah. Huh?
The
tamura is special, not my kachim. There's nothing to do. The tamura is a kachim. The tamura is a isa lav. You don't make a tamura. No, it's nothing to do with tamura. The tamura has to do with kachim. It's nothing to do with tamura. It's a din of Torah. It says lo yomer. Lo yomer says. But that's my tamura. That's my kachim. I'm saying here's my neder. It's a whole different thing. Neder is something that I make a neder myself. It's a personal thing. It's just a big chiddush that you can make a neder without tfasa. So here, so bishul abayim in the matvus neder matvus b'shvua shvua. That Lechaira is saying the Vesiyah Tfas by Nadeh or Tfas of a Shvur. So Abaye is good. Elo Larava, top on base. What are you going to do with Elo Larava? Kasha. He doesn't hold of Atfasa. Rashi learns the question is, he does not hold of Atfasa. So what's going on? And Zokta Gemara. So I'm seeing at Rashi because Tosfos learns different. Tosfos learns that Matas of Nadeh, yeah, works not. Shvur, we're going Rashi chat. Elo Larava Kasha. Rashi doesn't hold of Tfas at all. Amlach Rava. This time we learned the brayza. Tritz ve'mahachi, ezu isa neda oma v'tayra ha'oimer harei alai shloi oichel basa v'shloi eshta yaim kiyem shmeis ve'aviv kiyem shneig ve'pleini v'amashmu v'ush noda abavayis ve'yaim. I'm explaining it outside and go back inside. The hatfasa means that you have here item B that has a neda on it, and I say item A should be like item B. That's hatfasa. But here we're not talking about hatfasa. We're talking about here. I said I'm not going to eat basa. But I didn't say a lashon neder. You didn't say a lashon kainim. You didn't say anything. So here, what you said was, harei alai, that I'm not going to eat this thing like that day. So then, the day has to be a davar hanader, because that's part of my lashon neder, not atfasa. I'm saying harei alai. I'm saying the lashon that I'm not going to eat. But not going to eat what? What's asurim to eat? Like what? So saying, I'm not going to eat just like Yom Shmeis Be'aviv. So then that day has to be a neder, because what I mean to say is, it doesn't become a tfasa, it becomes that it's a lashon neder now. I'm not going to eat b'neder. How do I know it's neder? Because I said, Yom Shmeis Be'aviv, which had a neder on it. So basically, it's a regular lashon neder. It's not a hatfasa. It's a regular lashon neder, which means that harei alai, that I'm not going to eat basa, Yom Shmeis Be'aviv, or Yom Shmeis Be'aviv, and if I'm a shmuel, who should know the varas yom? And my time, why does it be a neder that day? Why can't it just be iser? Or makro ish ki yidah neder Hashem, actually yidah b'davah another. Told to the yidah b'davah another. So let's read it inside one time. Amalak rava titzvei mahalchi yezu iser neder amal v'toyra im harei alai shloi ichu basa v'shloi ashtu yayin ki yoresh b'ez be'aviv o ki yom shenarek b'ploini v'amal shmuel, that day has to be another varas yom. My time, amakro ish ki yidah neder Hashem, actually yidah b'davah another. Zog Rashi. So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, we'll start with the fourth line. Baruch Ma'ezu Isser Neder. Aval Mitvis Beneder Lav Nedu. But Atfasa is not Neder. Vehichi Domi Mitvis Gen Shloi Pirish Harei Alai Shloi Echabasa. He didn't say, I'm not going to eat Shloi Echabasa. No, Omer, Harei Alai Yoim Zeh Ki Yoim Shloi Echabasa. So that's, I'm saying, this day is be like that day. That's Atfasa. Here you said the Lashon, I'm not going to eat. I'm just saying, like that day, and that's what we're calling being makvis b'davar nadar. It's not really the din of tfasa, it's a part of a lashon neder. But the Gemara is asking now, if that, so now I'm saying it's regular being makvis, but you're saying I want to be us like davar nadar, so what does Yom Shmeis B'Av got to do with anything? Just say that I said, realize shloich abasa, like the day I made a neder. What is the price of your example, Yom Shmeis B'Av? What's that in the game? So the Gemara, the chiddush is like this. Because that's a chiddush. Why? Since without the neder, it would have been us anyway. Maybe the neder is not chal on that day. Because anyway, can't eat that day. And therefore it's not called being matvas b'neder, which means using it as a lash neder. Kamash malon, that still it's chal. Why is it chal? So Rashi said that there was a girsa that kibun the midura bonon hu da aser, some guys don't deserve the bonon, therefore the neder is chal. Because remember, it was a question, you can't eat anyway, what's the neder doing? So one girsa was, the reason why it's chal is because only the rabbanon that you can't eat. But Rashi says, you don't have to say that, even from the raisa, still, the darm is chal on the dvar mitzvah, because dvar shos, like the Mara says, you could have a neder on dvar mitzvah, adds on another iser. That's the shahada to learn. But in any case, kamash malon, even though it's also, it could be chal dava another. So the bottom line is that we are learning over here is that there is a din of being not my matvis, but saying this is like a dava another. If I say I don't want to eat today like a dava another, that works. And then now you have to speak out. Does it mean that Rava holds this is the only way to make an eder, or you could make an eder. So Zokta Ridur Ran, very important Ran, over here. It's a stickle Ran in the Dara more so. Because of Ramban, Zokta Ran over here. Shloi hoye kavanas rash loy marsha impirshu veloy talu shloi ye an eder. He's saying, it doesn't mean that. If I say, harei alai shloi oichel, maybe it is an eder, Dr. Ramban. You don't have to say, kik kainim or something. You don't have to say that. El shabala mayit shafil tov dov anoder im loy pirshu loy have an eder, the matvasu. V'chein nami, afilu pirshu im tov dov also loy have an eder. So he's saying like this, that first of all, two chedushim in Rava. First of all, if you don't say harei alai shloi oichel, doesn't work, katfas doesn't work. And number two is that if I say harei alai shloi oichel like that Tuesday, like the yard site, I never made a neder on the yard site, it won't work. It won't work. Let's say he says, of example, we didn't make a neder on Tzayim Gedalia. He said, I don't want to eat just like Tzayim Gedalia. It will not be a neder. Because I'm toilet with Dava also, not Dava Nada. That's the Chiddush in Rava also. Not that you need Dava Nada. That's the Rambam learns, other children like that. But that's the Maisa, the Pshat in this Gemara.